Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Anything that you want right here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE as we kick off the second hour of the program with protests going on across Europe about the lockdowns, which are intensifying in many places. There's also a protest that's been happening in, I think, Philadelphia in regards to another police shooting, this time of an allegedly knife-wielding man. Officers, according to this article at ABC News, dozens of officers have been injured in these protests. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
Mark. And Mark.
So, yeah, let's continue here with what's going on in Europe, where there's multiple protests from Italy to Spain and beyond. The state of emergency in Spain has been declared nationwide, all regions covered except the Canary Islands. The new state of emergency will initially last for 15 days. And again, there's in Wales and the UK, we learned last night, there's a 17-day massive lockdown going on in several cities, but in this case in Spain, 15 days. But the government plans to ask Parliament for a six-month extension, meaning the restrictions, which include an 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew, could be enforced until early May of 2021. This
wow.
is Spain that we're talking about there.
Yeah, these governments just seem like they're trying to keep this thing going. I don't know why they're continuing these lockdowns as if it's going to solve anything.
You're confused about why?
Yeah.
It's total obedience. Because they want to see how far they can push people. And it seems like they can push them pretty far.
Yeah, you can push people far when they're scared. But when they stop being scared, then they're going to be pissed that they were put on house arrest without habeas corpus for a year.
And you guys were arguing about who to blame for this just before we went away there to the news break. And, you know, there's the protesters, there's the police, there's the people who aren't protesting. And I think, Mark, you made the point earlier that the police and a lot of these protesters, a lot of them are statists. They're people that believe in the state. They just want to have their flavor of state ruling over everybody else. And I think that ultimately it's not one group or another that's the problem, but the belief in the state that is the problem. And that's frustrating to you, I know, because you were just griping during the break about libertarians' failure to do, you know, anything ultimately, and that you wanted to solve this problem in another way, I think is what you were saying.
Well, yeah. Well, so I'm at this point, I'm of the opinion that, you know, if you continue to do the same things and get the same results, at some point or another, it behooves you to change what you're doing. And, you know, we as liberty-minded folks have to change what we're doing. Otherwise, we're going to continue to get the same results that we're getting. And so I am headed off on yet another mission to find yet another place that's freer than the place I'm at. And mm-hmm. hopefully we can, I'm working with Free Private Cities Incorporated. And hopefully we can build find a plot of land in a foreign country, because it's not going to be the United States. In order to get a country to give up sovereignty to you, some level of sovereignty, and sovereignty I just mean the ability to rule yourself, mm-hmm. You're going to have to be able to exchange money, and places like New Hampshire, which are, at one point it was named the highest median income on the planet. So not doing poorly. New Hampshire's never going to sell you a piece of land in order for you to have some level of sovereignty there. However, you find some little country someplace and that is in dire need of some help, then maybe you will. So I'm trying to work to set up a free private city someplace. Mm-hmm. Looks like we've got somebody who's terribly interested.
Okay, now hold on. You've talked about this, I think, on the air to some extent in mm-hmm. the past.
Yep.
It's definitely something you talk a lot about in private. And since you're bringing it up here, I'm going to have to bring up some of the inevitable objections.
Sure, let's bring them up.
On this, because I've been, you know, watching with interest as you've been going about this over the last, what, four or five years? It seems like you've been going to various different places and kind of checking things out. Four years?
Getting down to that, yeah.
Three at least. 3-4 years.
Right.
And so you initially were going down to the Honduras, and there was an island off of Honduras called Roatan.
Right, there's the Prospera Project, which I can talk about. Now they have their website up, and they're talking to people.
And you were involved in some of the ground-level stuff with this particular project. You told me recently that you, one of the main guys you were dealing with from the Free Cities group, has left the project because the people involved became too unlibertarian or too controlling or something like that. What happened there?
I think that what they did was they made compromises with the government of Honduras. Mm-hmm. And if we look at what's the statement that the human history bends towards freedom?
I don't know.
That's the statement. It's something to that effect.
Are you misquoting Martin Luther King on a long enough timeline? The arc of the universe bends toward justice.
I think there was something before that. Okay. You guys might look it up. Let's just say that human history bends towards freedom, at least since the agrarian revolution, and what I think we have to make mistakes along the way. So there's a lot of people out there that think that the Constitution is some kind of holy writ handed to George Washington by God on Mount Vernon, right? But it's just a shot at making a free place. Thomas Jefferson
failed.
Yeah.
I mean, you already said the U.S. government's one of the biggest in the world, if not the biggest.
Biggest and most efficient.
Controlling a huge swath of territory.
I can assure
its
you that you would prefer to be under the United States government's rule than, say, the government of ancient mystery Babylon, where only one out of every 50 males had their testicles.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, yeah, you've got some freedom, pal.
I didn't say I don't.
I'm just saying that the arc of human history. So what I'm saying, listen. What I'm saying is that at some point we're setting up systems to get us freer and freer as time goes by. And we're learning how to set those systems up and how we're going to do it. And that's what I believe the Prospera Project, which may be extraordinarily profitable to be involved in, because it looks like it's going to be sort of the Hong Kong of Central America, and you know, I hope them the best. I just, one of the things that I really want to have is an independent judicial system, and you know, that's something that I'm looking at for another project. I'm keeping my powder dry until we move on. I'm invested in the Prospera Project, and I hope the best for the investments that I've made in that area.
But something went wrong with it where a guy pulled out because he was upset, like one of the main guys pulled out? There was some sort of disagreement. Mm-hmm. You're not familiar with what the
not exactly.
issue was?
It's basically that this judicial... there were too many compromises made
with the state.
The Honduran government.
Okay.
And that, you know, they're...
So does that mean the Honduran government is too big? Because you were saying earlier that you want to come into a place where the government's, you know, not that wealthy, and they could really use this money that you're going to use to bribe them, supposedly, to leave a specific plot of land alone. Now, my main objection to this is the entire idea that you're going to get a government to leave you alone, because it doesn't seem like that's what they do. They tend to be, you know, criminal enterprises, and if they know that you are going to pay them first, they will come back likely for another payment later, and
no,
they may decide to raise that payment.
Oh, I think
later.
You absolutely have to set up a system where you're doing what was it? Let's see. There used to be a something called that city-states would pay other larger conquering city-states you know, an annual tribute. That's what's called.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It has to be an annual tribute, because you can't just expect to give one payment and walk away.
So the idea is you pay the government annually.
That.
So like,
yeah.
Like, for, let's call it property tax.
Yeah.
But that this would come along with some sort of an actual agreement that would specify that this government that you're paying this property tax to, for instance, doesn't provide you with any services or very limited services, or what?
Provides you with limited services and in exchange leaves you alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build a free private city in there, and everybody who goes in must sign a contract. or have a contract on file about, you know, behavior and these sorts of things, and then you can, and then at no point is anyone saying, I didn't sign the social contract.
Right.
In fact, they did.
But the deal kind of went south, at least as far as you're concerned, in Honduras. They compromised too much. So 855-450-FREE, we can continue the discussion. You can also bring what you want. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. government moves to regulate cryptocurrencies after the Attorney General publishes enforcement framework. $4.8 billion still missing from the Silk Road. Some of the oldest bitcoins were just moved. Is Satoshi Nakamoto back in the game? Publicly traded companies move more cash into Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DINOVITE.com. I said to John, I'm getting them. So the Dinovite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always lays a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring bring up anything that you want right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on also our Matrix server, the chat server, which kind of is a little janky when it comes to making calls. We're still trying to get Mortified Penguin connected here. We'll work on that. But when it works, it sounds great. You can go to chat.lrn.fm. You can definitely chat there anytime you want with other Free Talk Live listeners. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Divi, which is a cryptocurrency that has made it super easy to set up masternodes. Now, masternodes are a way that you can generate a little bit of revenue. You can get some cryptocurrency, earn some crypto, earn some Divi in this particular case. You can learn how over at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. You can purchase Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. And if you need help, you can connect right with them via their Telegram channel, which you can link to from the front page of their website, DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. As we continue here, it's Ian, Mark, and nobody in the studio tonight. Now, Mark, you've been talking about your frustration with the libertarian movement generally.
Well, it's not the movement. It's the
their failure to be listened to by people or
it's
cared
not just,
about.
Okay, so that's not it. Okay. So you need tactics to win. Right, I said if you go into the ring with somebody who's equally as smart as you, equally as strong as you, equally as well trained as you, you've got a chance to win.
But if
you're better,
200 of them.
What's that?
But
right, I understand you'd love to have people on your side, but and you've had some of the most successful protests in the history of the state of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got to say that I'm stunned at the idea that you could, that people would go and, when you were arrested at the 420 rallies here in New Hampshire several years ago,
mm-hmm.
People went and smoked marijuana in the police lobby.
That was a great day. That was a great day.
It's a great day. And I am basically equally as, imposed upon by the government as I was then, too. You know, like, almost nothing's changed. This amazing thing happened.
Marijuana has been
decriminalized.
Before medical.
That's right.
And marijuana has now been partially decriminalized. We're not done decriminalizing it, which is, I don't know if you're
privy
to that discussion.
It's behind Maine. It's behind Massachusetts. It's behind Vermont.
Yeah, but only in certain ways.
Yeah. I would say it would be farther behind. But what we haven't done here yet is made the mistake of imposing a regulatory state on the marijuana,
which they probably will do.
That becomes that's the thing.
As long as
it's just decriminalized, mm-hmm. and we had this discussion, they can't tax it if it's illegal.
That's right.
Okay, so leave it illegal. Just push the penalties down to be a violation with a $1 fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I love this idea. They have
no incentive to enforce the law. Now, trust me, I'm an engineer.
I think it's a great idea.
It's easier to turn down the settings on something than to completely uproot it,
yeah.
And it prevents the freedom vacuum. Okay, where some people see freedom as a state of vacuum where something is missing, something that should be there, a regulatory state. Okay,
yep.
And
freedom is a vacuum.
You don't want
yep.
to let them fill the freedom vacuum.
Agreed.
With a regulatory state. That's why all of a sudden in Massachusetts now, black people can't make money selling weed. Well, why? Because that's not how the regulatory system works. Okay? The better connected you are, the better you do if there's a regulatory state.
Certainly people of all colors were making money selling weed in Massachusetts before, and they've had their jobs taken out from under them by people who are now licensed by the state.
Well, the reason I mentioned black people specifically is black people function at a disadvantage within the regulatory state because your level of connection to power is what makes a difference. I mean, if you can have as much energy to expend as you want, but if you're not near some mass, okay, and work is energy, capital is mass, okay? And you need both to do anything.
Right. And if I wanted to smoke weed and use prostitutes and gamble, I would go to Nevada. And I would immediately be that much freer. And I wouldn't have to fight and hopefully achieve something in New Hampshire.
You didn't know. We came up here to be free to fight.
That's it. And I don't want it. Like that's the thing that I am not interested in.
I also am not interested in fighting. I just want to be left alone. But they won't leave me alone. So therefore, I will make a stand.
Sure. And
I thought this was all about fighting for a right to fight.
I don't like fighting. I'd rather just be left alone.
I'd rather just go someplace where they're not going to bother me.
The thing is, what do libertarians do when they're free? We yell at each other.
Libertarians aren't free, so that's...
Libertarians...
They are at Porkfest.
Yeah, libertarians are...
There's not a lot of fighting there.
An irascible bunch. And in many cases, what they want is the invigorating conflict for liberty. And I don't. Mm-hmm. What I want is to see a place be free, and I do not think that the things that have been tried up to this point are going to be successful.
Well, the way you be free... See, I have been free, and I guess that's the difference. I have lived free. I can't say I'm living free now, but I have. When I was selling weed over on Church Street, I lived free. Because I was outside of their law. If I needed help, I didn't call the police. I called Capuzzo. Capuzzo made my problem go away. I love Capuzzo for that. But I didn't call the police when somebody needed help, when Veronica needed help. She didn't call the police, she called me. You know, and I came over with a gun, and I made her problem go away. And which is not to imply that I killed him. I just made him go away. Literally,
So you're saying that because no one called the police, you were living free?
Well, because we've solved our problems without that. Because we paid them no attention. Basically, once you become
But then they paid you attention and threw you in prison cell.
Well, eventually they did. But once you become a criminal, then you just accept that, yeah, we're at war with the state. And we've mm-hmm. always been at war with the state.
Sure.
And because, you know, they exist to prevent us from getting ahead.
Yeah, but you're still not free. You know? You couldn't open up your own shop. You couldn't sell weed out of the storefront.
I was free to the ability... to the extent of my ability to resist criminals, mm-hmm. which is as free as you will ever be.
Mm.
I want to be
but you couldn't resist this criminal gang
into the position.
State.
This is why I'm an agorist. If you move yourself into the position of being a criminal, then you are free. Robert Heinlein said that no matter what rules surround me, I am free.
I'd rather
if
just
say rules are too onerous, I ignore them.
So do I.
If they are not, I follow them.
So do I, but I'm
but
not going to call that freedom.
I'm always free.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely free in my mind. There's no doubt. I'm free in my mind.
Because
but,
I know there's an end to this quote.
Well, you're going to have to hold on to it. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
On a multidimensional probe, the Syscup Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Syscup's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BayBooks at Bay.com for more. What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump hitting the campaign trail hard again on Tuesday. The president spending time first in Lansing, Michigan, now in Wisconsin, and then heading off to Nebraska. The president will end his night in Las Vegas, Nevada. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spending time in Georgia, while former President Barack Obama campaigning for his former vice president in Orlando, Florida. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is hoping for another pre-landfall disaster declaration as Tropical Storm Zeta gets closer to making landfall.
The pre-landfall disaster declarations are very helpful because it gets resources moving and it allows us to know that we can take the necessary steps related to precautions.
The Democrat governor saying he sent a letter to the White House and is hoping to hear back soon. USA Radio News. At least 30 police officers in Philadelphia were injured Monday as Black Lives Matter rioters threw bricks, started fires, and looted stores. One female sergeant was hit by a car and has a broken leg. This all started when police officers shot a man who was charging them with a knife. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farrow says the White House is keeping their eye on the situation.
We're monitoring the situation closely. If necessary, we'll be standing by and prepared to deploy federal resources. I want to make one thing clear. President Trump will not tolerate any violence directed at America's law enforcement. And look, the actual case, we're going to let the facts play out, let the investigation play out, but we will not tolerate lawlessness in our streets.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Pfizer says they've now enrolled nearly 44,000 participants in their phase 3 of their coronavirus vaccine. The company could seek approval for emergency use in late November. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got our Matrix chat server over at chat.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by AnyPay, where if you're using Edge Wallet, Hand Cash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, then you're good to go when it comes to making payments with the new AnyPay 2.0. And, man, is it a fast experience. You thought AnyPay 1.0 was fast. This is, like, it can't be any faster, basically. It's amazing. Go to AnyPayInc.com/upgrade, however, to learn about the wallets that are not working at all, like Coinomi or Exodus Wallet or RelayX. There's contact information there for those wallet programmers, so you can reach out as an AnyPay user and one of the users of those wallets. You know, don't send them a message if you're not actually a user of their wallet. But if you're a user of their wallet and you want to see them upgrade their wallet to be compatible with the new system for payments that AnyPay has integrated, then just use the information that you'll find there at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade, AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. We would really appreciate it because we definitely want people to have good experiences paying with cryptocurrency. If cryptocurrency is going to be the next great thing in money, then it should be useful for payments, and that's what AnyPay is helping make happen. So check out AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. Nobody, you'd wanted to get a full quote from Robert Heinlein out. You and I were, and Mark were discussing the idea of freedom. You were making the allegation that by joining the criminal underground that you were free.
Because for a while I was.
because you had sold cannabis at the time. They ended up arresting you for that and throwing you in a jail cell for an entire year plus of your life, which was decidedly not a free experience. So you
traded more freedom at one point for less freedom at another.
It's not a trade.
It's like a tyranny dividend.
But it's not a trade because you didn't make an agreement with anyone or anything in advance. You just rolled the dice, and you hope that you don't get caught. In your case, you did get caught. And while I can understand the feeling of freedom... While I can understand the feeling of freedom that you're talking about, it does feel freeing when you're not being harassed by the criminal enterprise known as government, the government gang.
Being harassed. I sometimes went out of my way to go out and get in their face specifically so they would harass
me. I'm not talking about you as an activist. I'm talking about you as the...
No, but that's the only me there was at that time, and that me was free. You know, because I was free in my mind.
Sure, and Harry Brown wrote a great book.
That is, there will never be a time when there are no gangs of criminals.
Yes.
The problem that we have in this country is we have one gang of criminals that we pretend is different from all the other gangs of criminals because they've got a lot of fancy stuff.
And a lot of people believe in them.
They've got a lot of people. They've sold this lie. They've got if you look at them as just another corporation. Okay? This corporations grant themselves the fiction of existing. You know? So why is it surprising that a thing that is itself a fiction operates by fiction?
You've just brought up a point that I think is very important. When you're talking about the government in the United States versus, Monaco, for instance. So I'm talking about free private cities as a solution here, as opposed to whatever has been tried up to this point to achieve more liberty. Monaco has one level of government. Because it's a city.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas in the United States...
But it's also a nation?
It's a city, it's a state, and a nation all at once. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the United States, you are dealing with multiple levels of government. The federal government, the state government, the municipal government, possibly the county and the city, quite possibly a homeowners association that you've opted into in addition. All kinds of levels of government. I'm not saying a homeowners association couldn't exist in Monaco. I don't know their rules.
Yeah.
Because it is this, you know, multi-layer sort of monolith.
Oh, it is a huge monster.
It's not going anywhere.
It tries to convince you that it's different from any other gang of criminals.
Sure.
And that, because it's so powerful, it can maintain that illusion of being, but where does government come from in the first place? I mean, the idea that it was better than a king. Well, where does the idea that
but a king's
of
the
a
government.
King
king's
the
government.
Come
right.
from?
There's no difference.
Having some psychopath think he's better than you.
There's no difference to start with between
exactly.
the guy who said
he's the
first set of thieves that decided they'd stop hanging out on the road and start hanging out in the city and offer protection from the rest of the thieves. There's your first king. Wait a second. This is important. All right, we've got a chief executive in the United States. The fact that our king changes every 4 to 8 years isn't make us functionally different than frankly any other set of rules previously. Now
the president's just a figurehead.
We have rights. Now that is something that's different, and at least they talk about them, and at least they respect some of them.
We don't
some
have
of the times.
Rights, though.
You have some.
We don't.
Do you have a gun?
No.
Okay.
I'm a felon.
So am I.
So I don't have a right. I don't have any right.
Well, the United States Constitution is really clear in the 13th Amendment that you had the right to own a gun until you got convicted of the felony.
Well,
I don't even think it says
be,
that.
Let's repeal the 13th then.
I'm
is
with
that
you.
In there?
Yeah, so the 13th Amendment said that there's
it says
free from involuntary
it says
servitude.
That involuntary servitude is forbidden except as punishment for law. So technically the Constitution allows them to enslave you if you break any law, to literally make you a slave forever, which is, I mean, not that I care what it says in the Constitution, because the Constitution has either allowed or has either authorized such government as we have had or been powerless to prevent it.
I want to come back around to the idea about being free, though. Harry Brown wrote a great book called How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World.
Right. And this is it ought to be mandatory reading for anybody in the liberty movement.
Right.
And this is upon which I am basing my whole philosophy at this point.
Well, when I say that, you know, it's nice to feel free, and I don't disagree with you, nobody, in that if you are free in your mind, there's nothing that they can do about that. You and I have both spent some time behind bars, so has Mark. He spent way more than we have. And if you can be free in your mind, then there's very little so-called correction that they can force down your throat in these facilities. However, that, you know, the freedom that I'm talking about is that when we're walking around, the odds that the Crips and the Bloods...
You're talking about legal freedom.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. The odds that, you know, you guys pointed out that there's gangs everywhere, right? And even if the government gang disappeared tomorrow, there'd still be other, you know, people who want to force their way on others. We understand that. But the odds are the Crips and the Bloods are going to attack me tomorrow is very, very low. And I would be able to, as anyone would, defend themselves against some sort of a private criminal gang attack. However, if you defend yourself against the government gang attack, then your neighbors will consider you to be the criminal, and they look at this government gang as a desirable gang that they want to have around. That's what I want to be. That's why I say freedom is the freedom from having this particular gang imposed upon me as some sort of legitimate entity. That's what needs to change. And where the state came from is, in my opinion, it's the manifestation of the human belief that it's okay to try to control your neighbors. And as long as people continue to believe that it's okay to try to control their neighbors, we're going to continue to have states.
So, look, I don't think you're probably true, but I think there may be another way.
Well, Mark's trying to work on another way.
I'm working on another way, and the reason is because, you know, if you were able to get rid of the state, which is what you're talking about, I'm not. I think statists have the right to a state. They ought to have it.
I just want them to leave me alone.
But they're not going to, because the definition of a state involves you being on their land.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to give that up. You can't get what you want where you want it.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So you've got a plan as far as where you want to go. Actually, I haven't figured it out yet, but you're looking at options.
Got options.
And if you want to talk about those, you can. This is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to call in.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516. To make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about freedom, sort of generally. And it's been an interesting discussion. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll continue that discussion with you in the studio tonight. You got Ian.
Mark.
Nobody.
Okay, so I think we're going to turn back towards what you were saying earlier, Mark.
Sure.
You're frustrated, I think, generally with the lack of progress towards freedom.
Aren't you?
You know, obviously I'd like things to move faster, but I understand that things go slow. So, no, I understand that things will happen in their time. And maybe it's time for this thing that you're talking about.
Is in his time in your lifetime?
Not necessarily.
No, probably not.
This is a multi-generational, I would say, approach, because the odds that there's going to be some sort of a renaissance, I mean, it could happen.
That's not the way generations work, Ian. I mean, when do generations of people work towards the same thing? What happens, it tends to be, the Mongols would send their kids back to the steppe in order to, the steppe being the plains where they from which they conquered. So that they would make the kids tough, because what kept happening over and over again to these Saracen horse conquerors is that they would conquer a city, they'd be in charge, and then they didn't know how to read, write, or do anything. Mm. And, you know, their kids are living in silk robes and, you know, having concubines and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And their grandkids are back out on the steppe because somebody's come in and kicked them out of power. Because they don't know how to rule, they only know how to conquer. And so their solution to that is,
the next generation gets soft, is what you're saying.
The next generation's going to get soft, yeah. And they're not going to care about liberty the way you care about liberty. There aren't little clones of Ian that can go about caring about
it. I mean, I get
things.
What you're saying, Mark, and I'm not disagreeing with the idea that it's difficult to keep generations sort of moving in the same direction. But that said, I think that, you know, you could, in theory, have a shift in viewpoint of people towards more freedom.
That's
for
fine.
Instance,
look,
for instance, people don't put up with chattel slavery, or they wouldn't want to put
sure.
up with that anymore.
The course, so there's of history a chance burns, that, bends towards liberty.
There's a chance that at some point, now whether it's in my lifetime or not is really the only question, the chance is that at some point, people will reject the idea of the state.
Why was Hong Kong,
what I would like to see happen.
Why was Hong Kong more successful than mainland China?
Because they didn't have the Chinese government ruling over them?
There was a vacuum in regulation and tax.
That's right.
So the commerce flowed to that vacuum, because that's what happens. All right. Now, that was basically the first shot at a special economic zone. Once they saw how successful that was, they began making other special economic zones.
This was going to be my other question for you, because you had said multiple times, not on the air, but you've said to me off the air that there's been, or that there are already special economic zones out there. So my question is, why not just move to one of those?
So the special economic zones that have been set up have largely been set up in order to do what Hong Kong did, right? Using it as a template there. People try to, you know, they're fiddling with the contract stipulations, a little more here, a little less there, that kind of thing. But now there are 4,000 special economic zones around the world, sometimes as big as a building, sometimes as large as an island.
Why not move to one of those?
Because those aren't designed towards liberty. They're designed towards commerce by the state that they're designed for.
I see. So they're started by states, is what you're saying.
Well, they're started in conjunction with states, and they have to be. It's a contract.
But you're saying the people who start
these...
It's
pretty much what you're proposing, though.
A state within a state? Sure.
Buying a franchise from the state for a certain... I'm not saying that's necessarily
a bad idea. Yeah.
I mean, because if the mafia is dangerous enough, then sometimes you just have to pay the mafia off.
Right. So we have to start with the premise that there is no sovereignty to be had. Like, you're not going to get it. Freedom is not attainable. Okay. You can get that. There's three sovereign entities in the world: the Chinese government, the Russian government, the United States government. All right. And you may and then there's these other governments that sort of get their sovereignty. They sort of exist in the fringes and these kind of things.
What if you just have your sovereignty and you only look at the state as being different from other gangs of criminals because you're brainwashed?
You will continue to get the same thing that you've always gotten. Jails, institutions, and death.
Okay. Wow. That was very AA.
It is, but it's the truth.
Or
though.
NA.
I mean,
actually,
the natural result of agorism is imprisonment.
The natural result of any philosophy is death. You know. So
now we've moved to nihilism.
Then we got to go with Nietzsche. The state is the coldest of all cold monster. Coldly it lies, and this lie falls from his lips that I, the state, am the people. The government has is stolen. Everything that the government says is a lie, and everything that it has is stolen. What he's saying is, don't treat the state as different from other criminal gangs.
It's just an organization, right?
It's going to exist.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
until
like the mafia will exist until those particular individuals are killed. But the question
or ignored.
Is,
you
how
can
are
ignore
they
them.
Best resisted?
So, Ian, what the state has existed as an entity for about 12,000 years.
It exists in people's minds, and they manifest it in various ways.
And it's gotten better over time, right?
Better. How? At oppressing people?
Not oppressing people.
No, it's oppressing people great, actually.
No.
They've got all kinds of control systems in place now. Look what's happening.
To see the life and scale there. And, slavery was going on in the United States. So if you look at the sum of all humans, things have definitely improved.
Sure, and that's what Mark was saying earlier.
The people who were slaves are not. The slavery has basically been redistributed.
I'm not saying that things aren't better over thousands of years. Okay, I'm not saying that. But they are definitely oppressing people fairly effectively. Look at what's going on right now.
That's the definition of the state. Okay, I said the state has existed for 12,000 years. You're not arguing anything. We agree. Okay,
good. Well, you guys made it sound like they were oppressing people.
They're not oppressing people like they were. They have gotten better about it.
They're more efficient with it.
No, it's okay.
Yes, they are.
Look, man,
they don't. Yes, they are. They don't have to have a taskmaster with a whip standing over you to make you work and pay them, or to make you do their every demand of putting on a mask and jumping through all these arbitrary hoops and paying taxes every year. They've managed to rule over way more people with way fewer guys, as nobody was saying.
Well, yeah, they've got
200 of us for every one of them.
The first writing is a receipt for a slave, okay? The oldest form of writing is about human control, okay? Mm-hmm. And they needed writing in order to have slaves. And they needed, because who knows when a person's free and, you know, what debt they've got to pay off and all this other stuff. So now that we have computers, which are far better at recording things, because just writing something isn't useful. You have to also have the Dewey...
Now we have a blockchain.
You have to have the Dewey Decimal System to keep it all in order so that you can say, hey, look, I've got a forged slave receipt for the, and I want my slave now, or whatever. It just gets complicated. So you need a filing system. Now we have the greatest filing systems in the world with computers. So, yeah, they've gotten efficient
and
in that way.
Specifically, the greatest filing systems in the world are... blockchains, as far as I can
tell. We've got a great system now as far as storing information.
Maybe we should treat them as a competing business and compete with them.
Compete with blockchains?
Instead of trying to approach what we've been trying.
He means the state, I think.
Oh, God.
I think he means compete with the state. You mean compete with the state?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it'd be great if they don't arrest you and throw you in a prison cell.
Oh, well, I mean, they will, you know. But the thing is, let's not... The thing is, there are things that you can't do in mafia territory also.
So Rich,
there will always be some gang of criminals wants to say, I'm special, I'm the best gang of criminals.
Yeah.
But
if people want to find out about agorism, they can read H.L. Mencken. If they want to find out about free private cities, they can read Titus Gabel and find out about it. But, I mean, to me, it's a non-revolutionary idea. You might be able to get yourself a little bit freer, perhaps, if you're good at this. But then you might not be free, like really not be free. So I'd rather be in this version of slavery in so much as I can get out of here and drive away, but I've got to pay these people some taxes and I'm not allowed to do certain things that I would in the form of slavery in so much as I'm in prison. And I think that there's definitely a difference, right? Like, you would agree, Ian, there's definitely a difference?
Between what?
Between real slavery and what you've got today.
That's what I was saying. Yes, it's far more efficient now. They have managed to enslave people in a different way that is not as obvious
and not as nasty, right?
No,
like, you have your testicles
doubt.
And you can leave.
Yeah, we got sanitary places to live. It's great. 855, 450, free. But we still have people telling us how to live, and I'm not okay with it. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.